Mic on. That'd be a good idea. There we go. Well, hello, human beings of the internet. It's a Sunday live in the world of Twitch. Unless you're watching a podcast on a Sunday, then yeah. Welcome to Immaterial Gamers, the live cast, the 209th edition of a podcast. It's your boy Ryan, filling in for hosting duties this weekend, and I've got Steph here with me. What do you think this is? Thor?
Could be.
To be fair, I was about to say that's usually the bit that where you respond. Yeah, I don't know. This is a little bit more sort of awkward.
Eat
podcast.
My goddamn hammer.
I don't know if I still don't know if that that catchphrase works, but yeah. So yeah, you see, suddenly there seems to be a lighting system on the live feed when Steph gets something of interest going on. It just glows bright, and then when he decides he wants to try and hide from the rest of the world, it does that. So yeah, it's a bit more of a sort of a chilled on the spot podcast on this because unforeseen circumstances are not going to explain further, but let's just go with that. I mean that, yeah, this is who you've got this week. So and more unprepared than usual, really.
I never come into this prepared.
Yeah, I know you never come to this. To be fair, a lot of the time you come in, you don't come into this expected to be here.
No.
Like usually, like other people will be there. It's like, Steph, do you have anything? I've got nothing to say. All right.
Play new games.
I know you don't play new games, but we don't just talk about playing games anymore.
I've got into a new mobile game now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bloodlines.
Bloodlines.
Well, last time I looked at it, I was 12th on our server. Highest finger. At one point, I was 5th.
Right.
I'm not going to play it. Some of the people who seem to be playing it are on it like 24/7. Yeah, I'm not doing that. And some of them are really spending money on it. And it's like, okay, I spent about £10, £20 on it, I think. And it was like, yeah, that's as much as I'm spending on this. I'm liking the game and that, but I'm not spending any more than that.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
No, I'm keeping in the top 20, at least.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, we can talk about stuff that I've played and stuff that's come up, because I need to get it out of my head for the oddest video game that I played in a long time. The one that you saw of the screenshots of, or the sharing videos that I've done every now and again. A game called Not For Broadcast.
Maybe you should broadcast it.
I'm wondering one day if... Well, to be fair, if Unity doesn't crash in the middle of a thing again, I wonder if one day... We just start again and just run it as a stream. Just to show how odd it is. Maybe what I'll decide is I'll put it in the queue of something to stream after I get through the Supergiant games eventually. For
I say put on a replacement Thursday game.
Replacement Thursday game? What, like Sonic?
Yeah.
That's what the not yet titled Monday stream is supposed to be for, is for people to, anyone, to just play something that doesn't fit in the other stuff. So if it's not an RPG, or if it's a bit quirky, or if it's something that can be done in a one-shot, that's the whole idea for it. I mean, generally, the people who've been taking advantage of not yet titled Monday stream at the moment is Ryan.
A bit of Ryan.
End of list. But that's the idea for it, is it's there for anyone to use for a one-shot. They just need to say, really. So, you know. But yeah, Not for Broadcast, a weird FMV game set between 1987 and 1994, I think. It's basically set between a period of instability in the United Kingdom, brought on by a populist party who immediately turned the country into an authoritarian regime that is absolutely 100% not a satire on the current government. It is an absolute satire on the state of the current government, and it's shockingly close to how an authoritarian regime we could have been, which is sort of fun. But the whole idea behind it is that you are a station manager, effectively. You're the editor for the daily news bulletin that broadcasts into the United Kingdom every day. And you have to make sure that you do it correctly, making sure you cut to the right people, you censor out any swearing or nudity that might appear on the 2 second delay that you're given the opportunity of, and to also determine whether you are going to broadcast propaganda for the ruling party or disrupt it for the opposite party, who are also not good. And then you watch as your decisions play out in like text adventure format in the intervening days that don't have big important broadcasts on it. And so far things have been okay for me on there. I've been getting used to the music system. I've had to deal with a guy called Jeff Algebra. He's a teacher who does performing arts, and dealing with Jeffrey Donaldson, or Jeremy Donaldson, the anchor of the news program. Making sure nudists weren't invading a game of sports board.
They should.
Of which the rules make Number Wang look normal.
What's Number Wang?
Number Wang was a sketch by Mitchell and Webb. So David Mitchell, Robert Webb, and the whole idea was it was a game show where basically there were no rules. They never told you the rules, and it just generally involved two people shouting out numbers, random numbers, until the host turned around and shouted, "That's Number Wang." There was always a bit in the middle where they rotated the board, which it rotated the game board that had a bunch of numbers on it. It turned around, it showed some scene for absolutely no time at all, and then came back to the number board. Generally, the loser would get arrested. I don't know. They followed up with like another sort of, there was like another quiz show that happened during the event. No one knows what the event was, but it was the event. It was some sort of post-apocalyptic thing where you just stay indoors and watch the quiz channel with a man who had Tesco tattooed on his forehead. Don't ask why. You'll never know. Just know that the event happened.
He likes Tesco.
Yeah.
Tesco are paying him quite a bit of penny.
Yeah, yeah. But so the idea is that you've got to try and keep your viewing audience up by playing the adverts at the right time, cutting to the right feeds, you know, following some basic rules of not keeping the camera on one person for too long, but also, you know, mixing things up. And then later on, in addition to that, there are sort of distractions that make editing the stuff harder. Like, I got far enough into the game where I was broadcasting the news during a thunderstorm, which affected the equipment. I.e. as you started trying to go and switching feeds, certain buttons would give you an electric shock. If you took too many electric shocks, you'd die. Problem being on that is that sometimes you needed to switch to someone else and you couldn't switch to them because the camera feed that they were on would cause you to take said electric shock. Or someone swearing on the TV but the sensor button was shocked. So, you know, general normal production business. It'd be in the case of me just pushing a stream deck and then half the buttons were constantly, or like trying to shut the stream down later, and the button to turn off the go live was shocked. But yeah, I'm sort of liking it so far. Gonna have to play more of it. I feel it may be something that will end up back on under the not yet titled Monday stream. And still on the idea that don't get too used to the fact of me streaming the not yet titled Monday stream on a Tuesday. That was a one-off. So expect it back on the Mondays there. And
I said, to be honest, I forget about them.
You forget about them. Well, to be fair, you know, it's a catchy title, even if it's supposed to be a joke. You know, the not yet titled Monday stream. But what have you been getting up to then? You watched 4 today. How'd it feel?
I don't know how to say this.
Oh, go on. Go. You can say.
It was good. I'd definitely give it that. Mm. Wasn't as good as the last one, though.
What, in regards to 4 itself? So,
yeah.
Ragnarok.
Yeah, Ragnarok was...
Ragnarok has
a
pretty high bar, to be fair.
Yes. Ragnarok's still up there for the
Thor
film.
Thor films, yeah.
It comes in a close second.
Mm. Yeah, Taika Waititi knows how to...
That's Thor films on, like, on the floor somewhere.
I mean, to be fair, I would have loved it to have been called Thor Fours, but, you know.
All the Fours.
Well, yeah, if they could have got another couple of characters, I mean, obviously they got, you know... I keep forgetting the actress's name. Who plays Mighty Thor? Thank you very much, Martin. Natalie Portman.
I was about to say, don't ask me for names for things like that.
Yeah, so we could have got her, and then they could have got another couple of Thors. That would have been cool, and then we could have had the joke of Thor 4. Thor Thors.
We just needed a frog.
Oh, Thror.
Yep.
Are you still in a bottle somewhere in the middle of a...
Probably.
The end of the universe. If you haven't watched Loki season 1 by now, you probably had no intention of watching it. I thought it was alright. I sort of enjoyed it. I mean, I fact that pretty much the entire soundtrack that wasn't original music was Guns N' Roses.
Oh yeah, there was things I questioned about the film, and that was while I was watching it.
Should we put a spoiler warning on this?
Spoiler warning.
Okay, this is your spoiler warning. Give us maybe 5 minutes, and then if you don't like that, that's a shame. But if you're watching it on the podcast, or if you're watching it on the vidcast, I may actually just put... hold on. I will just put... I can spell. Let's just write spoiler warning incoming. There we go. And then once I type spoiler warning over, you're safe. If you're listening to this on the podcast, I may actually put a timestamp in. It's the time stomp. Let's do the time stomp again. So so as you were saying, stuff that you were looking to sort of discuss.
There's one thing. The main thing, and I pointed out to Darius. Stormbringer had it throughout the whole beginning of that film. They gave it its own personality. If it didn't want to do it, it wouldn't do it. Mm. Basically. And it would literally do what it fucking felt like.
Yeah, the fact that Stormbringer was basically like a jilted lover.
Yeah, and then at the end of it, it was, look, the bad guy just got Farbinger and made it do whatever he wanted it to do. It's like, Far could even make it, like, make him go off planet Earth. It just kicked him back on it.
Mm.
Well, and it's well, this guy can just use it to just open a secret tunnel somewhere else.
Yeah, so did Stormbringer's personality just decide it wanted to
do
it then, or just, you know? I mean,
has it got one of them personalities like the TARDIS has? It's Stormbringer's like, I don't give you the power that you need. I take you to the power you need.
Yeah, it's just like,
I got kidnapped to make sure you had the power, bitch.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you this, it's another one of those interesting films where technically the bad guy won.
Yeah.
As well. It's like, and this is actually probably better than in the fact of, you know, let's go to Infinity War, where Thanos won only to get unwritten and him lose later on. So, I mean, in this particular case, the bad guy, Gore the God Butcher, did, in a sense, did what he set out to do. He got to the magical MacGuffin, and the change of heart sort of literally happened there. It's like,
that only happened because Assad is broken, no longer corrupting it.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
If the sword was still around, he wouldn't have wished for his daughter to come back. He would have still wished for every goddamn god to die.
I mean, that would have been actually interesting. I mean, to be fair, that was foretelling a pretty dumb thing, you know, a thing that the guy never even thought of. It's like, you can wish for absolutely anything. Yeah, I wish for all the gods to die. Why don't you wish for your daughter to come back, you buffoon? Thought of that. Well, why didn't you think of it? You've had, we assume in this, what, you had many years. Many years.
I don't think it was many years. I really don't think it was. Mm-hmm. I think as soon as he grabbed the sword, he just started going around. Don't forget, there was a God Butcher before him.
Well, yes. Yeah, the Necro Sword is a...
It's been passed down since the beginning of time, as they've said.
Yeah, it's a shame. They skimped out on the idea of it being, it's a fueled by the parasites of which Venom would be, not parasites. You know what I mean? The symbiotes.
Yeah.
That Venom and Carnage would turn out to be.
I don't like the way they kind of pushed away. Like, they had all the gods. Don't get me wrong, from different planets and a few of them from Mars. I don't like the way they just kind of went, because they're like, oh no, the Greek gods were the best gods on Earth, basically. And it's like, no. I think Odin was definitely up there with Zeus. And it's like, and Zeus is just like, yeah, you're them lot. You're on your own. Go away. You're pathetic. And it's like, they're probably the closest gods to be able to match the Greek gods.
Mm.
Next to the Egyptian.
I think Bao should have been the best god.
I do like the fact they do mention the Egyptian gods in it. Like, oh, we'll get these guys will help us. And it's like, half of them are imprisoned.
Yeah, half of them themselves. Yeah, half of them imprisoned and are currently in Moon Knight. I think they've got their own problems. Bao, the Pixar animation of which the director of that got her opportunity to do Turning Red, the Red Panda film. I like the fact that Bao is now canon in Marvel.
And I love the
Dumpling,
fact that,
you know,
in the, when they were going to the gods, they were like, okay, let's see who won the sacrificing thing to be whatever gift they or whatever they won. It's like, the Greek gods are never going to get that anymore unless they're on other planets.
It's
now going, oh look, I'm Zeus, follow me.
Yeah.
To our knowledge, it's only been on Earth. And we don't sacrifice people anymore.
Oh, dear. There we go. There's a very, very quick one. Rate Russell Crowe's accent out of 10. No, I've listened, you know, I've spoken to a couple of Greek people. And I'm sorry, I don't know where Russell Crowe's Greek accent come out on that. The fact that he had a dialect coach. Let's be honest, Tessa Thompson, who's quite clearly American, can put on a better British accent than Russell Crowe can put on a Greek accent. That's my opinion. But yeah, I think we've talked enough about.
I think we have.
Yeah. There we go. Spoiler warning over for that. Right. How did you feel the As Dusk Falls game was going? Because that was something that we streamed as a play session on Friday. Something a little bit more. Well, I mean, you fell asleep.
I liked the beginning of it.
I liked the parts I remember.
It would explain why while we're doing this, I'm downloading the game. Well, I'm installing the game.
Ah.
Because we never. It's like, I want to see what the other storylines go down.
Yeah, sort of the other choices. So, yeah, As Dusk Falls is one of those interactive dramas, sort of along the lines of currently, let's say, modern day, what we got, sort of Until Dawn, the Dark Pictures mythology, stuff that super. The name of the game company, I don't remember the name of the game company. Basically, those horror games where you can play multiplayer and characters die permanently. It's something along that line, but done to just a bit more of a character-based melodrama, would you? So yeah. It's not really a horror film. It's more like a horror. It's more of a sort of a thriller. Sort of this tense.
It's like story chasing. It's like story games. I forgot what they're called.
Telltale games.
Yeah, the Telltale games.
Yeah. In that same sort of sense. So yeah, As Dusk Falls sort of works. The big concept of it is that its choices are made in a group. Single player, you can just make a choice and it just plays like Heavy Rain or Until Dawn or stuff like that. And you'll not know really the weight of some choices are immediate, some choices you won't know the weight of until much later on in the game, up to a point where a really, really simple choice that you made, like option one, may actually determine how the end goes. But this one sort of has a little bit of an idea, is that it goes over like a sort of a 20-year period or something. There's basically a robbery gone wrong, which is the main crux of the game, and then being in a hostage situation inside a motel. But then there's sort of like stuff like flashbacks and flash forwards, like right at the beginning of the game. You look at the character of Zoe, who's just sat regaining her memories while holding her breath in a pool. She's a child during this incident. She's like a 9-year-old child. But it follows sort of two major sets of people. One is a family, is a family unit of husband Vincent, his wife Michelle, his father Jim, and his daughter Zoe, and a dog called Zeus, a Jack Terrier, yappy little bastard. And then on the flip side, the other major characters are their three brothers, the Holt brothers, eldest brother Tyler, middle brother Dale, younger brother Jay.
Hey, don't ask me for names, I'm terrible with names.
Yeah, he's basically the smaller brother. And basically they cross over on a country road or like a desert road somewhere. And then end up basically in a situation where the family are being held hostage and the motel owners are being held hostage by the brothers after a bungled robbery. And the decisions that you make in it determine who lives, who dies, what happens to the situation. Pretty much, let's be honest with this, but given that you got a flash forward from Zoe, she seems to be the only character in the game who is safe from death, and absolutely any other character can cark it based on the choices that you do or do not make. Some of those can be intentional, some can be sort of a consequence of a choice that you made or didn't make. We'll say it this way. On the stream, I had a situation where I was being brought out at gunpoint for a negotiation by the middle brother, and a sniper laser dot ended up on his forehead. So these are the choices that you could have made, that you can make. You could warn him, and therefore something may happen. Whoop, goodbye, Steph. Something, you could get shot, or something might happen. We don't know. I'd have to check that choice back later. Or you'd not warn him, at which point Dale gets a new breathing hole in the forehead.
He gets a new eye socket.
He gets a place where a Garlean gemstone can enter. That's a Final Fantasy 14 reference there. Well, I don't think he opened up the third eye. Let's just say his brains may have got scrambled.
It opened it up. Just wasn't good enough to use them.
Yeah. But as a consequence of that, another character, the female owner of the motel, also died. So why I made an active choice of allowing someone to die, the passive consequence was that someone else died as well. But then, who knows, I could have made a choice of warning him and he still may have died. And someone else may have got killed in their stead. Or my character, the lead character, could have also died in that. And it is very heavy rain at this point, in the fact that if anyone dies, the story just keeps on going. Doesn't matter. It's a consequence. Just how the story changes goes.
Unless everyone's dead.
Yeah. But it does have the thing, once you complete a chapter, it shows the routes that you made and the choices that you made at that point, and shows you the alternative places that you could have gone. So just like the butterfly effect system in Until Dawn, so you can go back and replay those choices when you want in chapters to, you know, get all the things, or you could just replay the story entirely, knowing the choices that you made, and see if you can get a different outcome. But the other thing that we sort of enjoyed with it is that it has a voting system. So any choice in the game, whoever's playing it can do a vote. So if you're playing online with people, you can play up to 4 people online, I think, or something like that. Each one of you gets a vote, and then whoever gets the most votes, or whichever choice gets the most votes, is the choice the story goes on. To a point, within the last 5 seconds of a vote, someone can override a choice and choose their own option, but they only get a limited amount of those overrides. In the session that we were doing in our game, we had 3 overrides for the game. So they're used sparingly. You can change the options to do them all that and to have more or less. But yeah, generally you want to try and keep it to a limited amount. Otherwise you end up in a situation where someone just keeps going, so what's the point of voting? I'll just choose my option whenever I want. So that can happen on the local play or the online play. Because if you do local play, you can also connect with a smartphone. So you can have up to 8 people playing. But it has Twitch integration as well, which means if you can get a Twitch stream with a bunch of viewers in it, they can all vote.
Damn, again, you can't do both.
Yeah, that's the annoying bit. You can't play online and have Twitch integration. It's either or, which is sort of a shame. But again, you know, if we had everyone, to be fair, it was one of those sort of last minute suggestions that we flung on. If we can get more people to download, because it's on Game Pass, we could always just do it as a 4-person stream one day as well, and, you know, work at it like that. And regardless of the modes, the override system stays in. But yeah, it's certainly something that we want to maybe have another look at. See what happens. Maybe even we all just play it offline and we just give our thoughts from there. Wow, you've gone very purple now. Is that the background of As Dusk Falls?
No.
Oh.
It's my arena in TFT.
Of course. Honestly, if Terry was hosting again, I probably may have been playing Vampire Survivors while playing. But, you know, going through the talk and that, I don't do it often. Right, we're running up to the podcast being for half an hour. We've got a couple of pieces of news that we can discuss. Like I say, this is not a big episode this week due to the fact of stuff going down. But
people falling over.
Do you remember, Steph, there was this console that Google brought out called the Stadia?
No.
Yeah, not a lot of people did.
I was just reading it, strange enough, and I do not remember it.
Yeah, so Google, you know, in their massive, massive wisdom, you know, do a lot more projects than they actually keep running, which is, you know, just stupid. It's absolutely stupid. But, you know, it still exists currently. Not that anyone's really playing it or doing anything with it. minus those early adopters who keep telling us that it's going to be great.
But Ryan, it's great.
No, they tried to adopt the idea of nickel and diming and microtransactioning a subscription service that you then also have to pay an exorbitant amount of money to actually get a pad for. And have a decent internet connection for it to not just completely keel over and die like a turtle. So
it works.
But it doesn't. That's the point. But according to Eurogamer and a lot of other stuff. The official Google Stadia Twitter account responded to a question regarding a bunch of rumours, to which someone said, "Incredible, I have to ask this, are you closing down soon?" And it said closing down, it's supposed to say closing down, but it said closing down. And the response at that point was, "Stadia is not shutting down. Rest assured, we're always working on bringing more great games to the platform and Stadia Pro. Let us know if you have other questions. Like, how long from this statement will this not age well?"
How long from this statement will that be true?
Because you know, there is still the website out there that is basically all the dead Google projects.
Wonder if that's on it.
Was it? There we go. Killed by Google. That's the name of it. Killed by Google. We've talked about this on another podcast, and I'll just put the link back in the Twitch. Where, but killedbygoogle.com is the list of every Google project that has closed down. In fact, not even every Google project that's closed down. It's every Google project that's closed down and the length of time that it was active for. I.e., YouTube Originals was a thing. Did you know how long YouTube Originals lasted?
Nope.
5 months.
Longer than I expected.
Or at least it's close to death, I believe. It's like it's being shut down. I think this gets split between, actual death and stuff that's due to close down. Google Play Movies and TV lasted 10 years.
I didn't even know they did that.
Yeah. What else? Let's bring up another one. Pigeon Transit.
That sounds like fun.
Don't worry about it. It died 2 years ago, after 2 years.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Basically, so it's like there's a list here of 267 Google projects that are on that death list. So, you know, expect Stadia on. Maybe Stadia will last out and we'll all be proved wrong. Maybe it'll appear on Killed by Google. Yeah, doubt it indeed. Doubt it indeed. So, that's not going to last. So, we got that one. And there's another piece of news on here that was just funny. So, you know the game Roblox, yeah?
Yes.
And, the infamous...
I read it.
You read it? Oh, sorted. Yeah, so the oof sound that I've actually used on the John Atrox account, which I do need to do another John Atrox. Unfortunately, the Atroxes that we've been playing against actually are able to kill people. They do die a lot, but by virtue of the fact that they get a kill, they're not John Atrox. Because, to be fair, they never gave up to success, as opposed to never giving up and, still trying to search for that elusive first kill.
From there. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you go.
Never gonna run around and ult you. So it turns out that the oof sound effect was actually licensed to Roblox. According to this Polygon article, and that licensing is over. Mainly due to the fact it's due to Mr. Tommy Tallarico, who has also been in the news recently regarding that Intellivision console that they keep trying to crowdfund. You know, the one that's definitely coming out.
Yes.
The one that's definitely not coming out.
Yes.
Yeah, that one. That same Tommy Tallarico. So he's decided, clearly, it looks like, due to not liking the fact that his Intellivision console is not coming out anymore, has basically pulled all licensing on sound effects and stuff. Roblox had to announce on July 26th that due to a licensing issue, we've removed the oof sound from Roblox and have created a replacement default sound effect, which apparently is now just there.
It doesn't have the dumph to it anymore.
Yeah,
it doesn't
have the same oomph to it, is what they said. But hold on, I've got a Google image sound of this. It's just like, oh, really? Is that the sound? that's the deaf sound. You're right. It doesn't have the same oomph to it. So there we go. I guess I can put that link in there. There we go. That's the sound. That's the sound. Maybe I'm not doing it properly, but, you know.
You're not giving it the right oomph.
I'm not giving it the right oomph. Oh, how dare. How dare I. What we've also done that we could do to just play some time? Because there wasn't really much other news on there. There was a thing about someone finding what they thought was a hidden room in near Automata, and it turning out that it's not actually a hidden room. It was a mod. That someone had made using some of the stuff, but let me just see if I can do what Terry did and see if I can share Loldle on.
We're doing that, yay!
On the stream. So if you give me 1 second, I'm going to try and see if I can do this. Maybe vamp for a minute while I try and share the screen and hope that it doesn't.
Okay.
Go crazy. None
of you can see this. Right now I'm playing TFT. And I have a NAR that I've built really weird.
I've also just
done. And I mean really weird.
Yeah, okay. So let me bring camera 2 up. Oh no, that's not weird properly. That's not weird properly. I've broke the entirety of the stream. Don't worry about it.
Ryan breaks the internet. That's what we're playing next.
I'm breaking the internet. Hold on. What I might just do instead, hold on, I'll just bring this up onto recording screen. Give me a second. Window capture. Let's just bring up, not League of Legends. Let me see if we can just bring up the thing. Hold on. So I'm going to take this. No, I need to keep it on there so you can see it. Ah, actually, there we go. That'll do. It's on the screen. I've just brought up Discord. It's fine. So, in fact, actually, if I do that, there we go, there we go, that works. Now you can see some of the news in a tweet deck that I've got on there, but don't worry about it, it's fine. Right, let's go for classic. Oh, wow, Ryan, well done. You know what you did there? You screwed the pooch and you didn't click it right. I may have broken the internet again. Right. Can this be seen on the stream? That's the good question. Yeah, that's my problem. Okay, cool. Right, Steph, go on. If I go to the bottom on this. Oh yeah, hide members. There you go. Right. Okay, and as long as that still shows on the stream, that's great. It's just that you'll just see me in the bottom. Right, Steph, go on, I'll let you have first choice here. Yesterday was Akshan, so, Teemo, alright. Well, it's male. And uses mana. And the release date is after 2009. Okay. Male and mana after 2009. I am going to go with Aphelios. Okay, so they're before 2019. Yeah. Aatrox? I don't think he uses mana, my friend, but it's melee, and before 2013. Okay. And so they're not a top laner either, or a bottom laner, so they're a support, jungle, or mid. Before 2013, but after 2009. Skarner. Oh, jungle top. And after 2011, so it's a character from 2012. Yeah, that's the question. But yeah, generally we're probably looking at a jungler. So a melee jungler that uses mana. A male melee jungler that uses mana from 2012. We get a quote clue in two tries. For what it's worth. Yeah, that... okay. No, he came out in 2012, but he's also human. Oh, it's got to be a non-human male mana using melee character from 2012. Oh. Oh, this is tough. That's also not from Piltover, Shurima, Runeterra, Targon, or Bandle City. So, like a Demacian, then? Who else came out with... Oh, I don't even know. I'm gonna waste a guess here and just say... No, because he's not human. But he'd be Cyborg, wouldn't he? What, Victor? Yeah. Yes, he's also a mid. Come on, Ryan. And he came out a year earlier. Right, here's your quote clue, Steph. Oh, I think I know who this is. Sharpening my claws. No. I think I know who it is. I think it is Rengar. Oh, no. Warwick came out way earlier. So it's KHR6, isn't it? Whoops, a daisy, hold on. Kar6, I think you may be right. You are correct. Yeah. Okay, so you won Classic. Let's see if I can get one back on quotes. This hammer has two sides. Did you want to feel the other one too? I mean, I'll say Jace, but... It's not Jace. You want to try again? Okay, Poppy. There's the quote. Yeah. Okay, right, in that case, ability. Oh, that's easy. That's easy. No. No. That's Reap. So that would be Fiddlesticks. Okay. Well, we got the last one on this, Splash, which last time we did a Splash and we did it offline, it took us about 90 guesses. Yeah. You're going with Set. It is not Set. So what have we got there? There looks like to be some sort of... It's like... Oh no. See, this is the thing that extends the podcast and makes it over an hour purely by this. See, like a little bit of barbed wire and stuff. I get a feeling it's like some sort of like. Maybe with Caitlin. It's not. Rengar. It is not Rengar. To the point where we find a chat in a minute with some guy going, and someone will just go, "Oh my god, it's quite clearly this from this skin line." See, I feel that's like some sort of resistance or stuff like that. I'm gonna go with Urgot. It's not. Oh, just to confirm on this, yesterday's champion was Vi, so chance I won't be that again. Well, no, it's definitely, it's usually never going to be the champion it was the day before. And I'd love to know that style. That's something, you see, you say that, is it a chair or is that like a victim? Is that someone who's collapsed or? Okay. It's not Lee Sin. You know it's a chair. Well, I'll give you the option for another guess. Alistair. Yeah, I don't know much in the way of, as I don't know much in the way, because the problem with the splash challenge on Loldal is that it could be any champion and any skin for that champion. So you keep being focused on the chair. You keep saying that. Trundle. It's just traditional Trundle. That's just the base skin, is it? Or no. No, tri Well, no, just I mean the skin said traditional, so. All right, so that's our game of Loldal for the day. How do I bring us back to? There we go. Show members, stop streaming. And bring us back to the camera. There we go. Oh man. So yeah, that's how we fill for time to get closer to an hour on the stream. So yeah.
Actually, an all right Trundle player, I think. Let's see. My Trundle score is an A minor.
Ah. Mine's not. Then again, you know how many games I've played as Trundle?
Didn't I tell you that was a chair there?
You did. You were, like I say, you were hell bent. You were fixed on that idea that it was a chair, and it turned out you were correct. So you know that's how that works. All right. So yeah, I love the fact that Loldal is now just going to be a feature.
We're never gonna have that one where it was Jax again.
No.
Where I could plainly see Jax, and I'm like, it's Jax.
It's Jax.
It's
It's
goddamn
Jax.
Jax.
And the thing is, I wasn't, because I wasn't even looking at the chat for it. So after the fact, I just see the chat and it just says Jax, 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 Jax.
Goddamn Jax,
I'm
goddamn it.
surprised. I am honestly surprised Nightbot
Just
didn't
didn't
take you
log
out
on.
for that. And
I'm
just
just
like,
quite
put you in
surprised I
timeout.
didn't log on my phone and just go Jax and log back off.
Oh man. So yeah. So right, that's gonna be the end of our more chilled podcast.
Yeah. If you can see the champion in it, I'm basically 100% almost gonna get it.
To be fair, you saw the chair. There was also a bit of like, whatever, because he's a troll, isn't he, Trundle?
I didn't know if that was fur skin or what that
was. There's like some sort of bubbly wart that you would have had, but yeah. Well, now that you look at it, but fair enough, right? If you want to hear more of these podcasts and stuff, check us out on Twitch, and we also do audio versions wherever you get your podcasts. And this will get uploaded to YouTube. Basically, a stream of the podcast on a Sunday will end up on YouTube on the Thursday.
Do you know what Trundle week. I saw when I thought it was Trundle, by the way?
Mm.
I saw Officer Trundle. I went, is it Trundle?
That's the wrong Trundle. Oh, dear.
No, Constable Trundle. I saw that skin in my thing and I went, is it Trundle?
Oh, dear.
Didn't see no skin of Trundle sat down or anything, just saw Officer Trundle and went, Trundle. I don't think it is him, but I think it's Trundle.
Oh dear. So I'll bring up the regular stream schedule that we've got at the moment. Not yet titled Monday Stream. Every Monday at 9 PM GMT, 4 PM Eastern. Currently it's me taking over, still trying to go through the Supergiant games. I've probably got an hour left of Transistor to play, and then we'll play Pyre from there.
So that's Monday.
That's Monday.
What's Tuesday?
So in terms of regular streams at the moment, we haven't got regular streams for Tuesdays and Wednesdays at the moment. A lot of them are sort of...
There's something this Wednesday.
As they are. Okay, so there's going to be a stream on Wednesday.
It's one of two things. And okay. It's only ever going to be one of two things for Wednesdays.
So it's either going to be the dual play or the extraction reaction then?
Yes.
Fair enough. Yeah, so dual play has come back. Steph and Darius are playing Void Train.
Which,
it's like a survival...
Could break dual play. Could break it, because two more people could join.
quad play.
And then it... Then,
triple
then it's
play.
And it's just me trying to shoot everyone else, not just trying to shoot Darius in the head.
No, in that case, we'll just leave it as it is. I find it fun when you're just trying to shoot Darius in the head. Teamfight Thursdays should be the Wheel of Stipulations.
See me now. I don't have my I don't have Discord on the other monitor. That's just white background.
Yeah, so
that's how I do my lighting.
Teamfight Tactics is the next game expected on there. Play session could be a continuation of As Dust Falls, could be more Pixelmon, could be Jackbox. It's a surprise until the day.
I'm around Thursday and Friday this week. I'm off.
Cool. So we definitely got that in the plans for there. And then the weekend takeover of... Oh, Friday nights, I don't know if it'll continue like that, but currently, like, after play session, Duncan and Andrew have been playing Live a Live. They did another episode of it, just surprise stream. I'd found out that they streamed it in the stream summary the next morning. So, same with Better Together. It could appear on a Tuesday night. That happened this week as well, where they played The Wolf Among Us, basically the Telltale game. Looks like they're doing that in preparation for A Wolf Among Us 2, because Skybound have picked up all them games. The weekend RPNs currently can be one of two things. I'm trying to set it up to do it as a split of having one day playing Dragon Quest XI and the other day playing Final Fantasy XIV. I just actually want to actually get all the seals that I need on my Final Fantasy XIV character before moving on with that. So I actually need to get off my arse and play it offline or off stream for a little bit before going back onto that. But Dragon Quest XI is the next RPG to completion that's being played.
Is there anything I can help you with, and I'm around, right? Just
that. Okay, maybe every now and again, if I log on, we'll do a leveling dungeon.
Or my DPS ass, or my healing ass.
I can have your ass.
Yeah, just have my little guy.
Your little Lalafell ass.
Yeah, I'd have to figure out how to heal again, though, so don't push me into that one that quick.
All right, well, maybe I'll push you into like you know, position in need. It's generally a tank or a healer. It's never a DPS. So, you know, we'll do that. So speaking of arses, with that bombshell, we're going to wrap up. So have a good night, and we'll see you next stream.
Night, New York!
Good night! Outro!